Utilities from Homer to Fairbanks are in discussions to overhaul the way electricity is generated and transported throughout the region. The proposals would affect power customers throughout the Rail Belt. As APRN's Rachel Waldholz reports, the goal is cheaper electricity and more renewable power.
Fragmented, balkanized, and often contentious. That's how a state commission described the electric utility scene in the Rail Belt. But that may be changing. Here's Corey Borgeson, president of Golden Valley Electric Association in Fairbanks.
Maybe it's a little bit about maturity and a little bit about different way of doing business.
In the current way of doing business, there are 6 different utilities supplying electricity to about 500,000 people between Homer and Fairbanks. In most parts of the country, a population that size would be served by 1 utility. Each company owns its little piece of the grid. Homer Electric Association supplies Homer, Anchorage Municipal Light and Power supplies parts of Anchorage, while Chugach Electric Association supplies the rest, but nobody's keeping an eye on the whole system. And that creates some problems. As Brian Hickey of Chugach Electric told the House Energy Committee on Thursday,
it'd be much like having 5 or 6 controllers of a single airport.
Say people are using more power in Fairbanks. Ideally, the utility there would tap the next most efficient power plant in the whole system. Maybe at that moment, it's one in Anchorage. That's called economic dispatch, the ability to go to the cheapest power source available and route it to where the power is needed the most. It can save ratepayers a chunk of money, but right now, it's not possible. So utilities are exploring creating a single operator for the whole region.
We want a system operator that is impartial and independent, and I can't emphasize that enough.
That's Chris Rose, the head of REAP, the Renewable Energy Alaska Project. The current system makes it hard for independent companies to access the grid, especially renewable energy suppliers. When Cook Inlet Region Incorporated wanted to expand its Fire Island Wind project, Golden Valley Electric in Fairbanks was interested in buying. But between Cook Inlet and Fairbanks are 3 other utilities, and each of them charge a fee.
There was a willing buyer and a willing seller, but the transmission tariffs really killed the deal.
A single system operator could create a one-stop shop for independent producers who want to access the grid. Meanwhile, to make all this work, the entire system needs nearly $1 billion in upgrades, money that no utility can raise alone. In the past, the funds might have come from the state, but that's no longer likely. So utilities are also considering bringing in an outside transmission company to build and maintain lines. The Regulatory Commission of Alaska, which oversees utilities, has ordered the companies to try to resolve the issues voluntarily. In an update to lawmakers on Thursday, Golden Valley's Borgeson said it's going well.
I don't think we're talking years. I think we're talking months, maybe 18 months.
The next progress report is due by the end of the month. From the Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholz in Anchorage.